Today on Locked On Rockies, I'm taking the MLB schedule makers to court. Not really, I'm just making a joke.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I goofed up and hit that one if you're watching on the video podcast. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 30th day of September, the final day of September. And the final stretch of the home season here for the Colorado Rockies. This is the Locked On Rockies podcast, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every single day right here. And if your team's in the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You are in the right place, my friends, because this is, of course, the Locked On Rockies podcast. We talk about the Rockies each and every day. I am Paul Holden, your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast. I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire. Been following this team my entire life, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk here now for two seasons, and we'll be talking Rockies all offseason long. Today on Locked On Rockies, I'm going to rant in a good spirit, but also kind of thread in some themes and ideas that we've talked a lot about on the pod, talked a lot about with this franchise. And things of that nature. But before we do that, I've got to tell you that today's episode of Locked On Rockies is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. This schedule for the Rockies should never have happened. To be totally honest, I know that the Rockies haven't been in any form of competitive contention in a bit. Other teams play their division to end the season all the time. No one plays their division rival or one of the people in the division six times in a row. This should never happen. You should never play a team unless you're in the playoffs more than four times in a row. And this might sound like an excuse, a whine, a John, whatever you want to call it for a Rockies fan, but it's honestly ridiculous as a Rockies fan that this is how we get to finish out an incredibly frustrating season. There should be an issue when you look at how this thing breaks down. Why are the Rockies playing six straight games in LA? Where else? And please, if I have been wrong, and this has happened to other teams, and it's different if you have a series in between, a home and split, that's fine. But six games in a row on the road as well is ridiculous. It's honestly, it's poor planning. It's really something that I don't think should be part of how this happens. And it's a prime example of why next year's schedule is going to be so beneficial for the Colorado Rockies. Because above all, why do I think that this is a ridiculous schedule? Why do I think it's crazy? It's because the Rockies can't hang with the top of the NL West. They can't even hang with the middle of the NL West. If the Rockies want to compete, they have to beat their division. They have to be better than people in their division. They have to be over 500 against their division. Finishing the season with nine games against the two teams that have kicked the ever-loving snot out of you for the past 3 to 5 seasons is ridiculous. It's a terrible way, and it's a terrible way for Rockies fans to finish out the season. I mean, if there are people that are interested for the Rockies till the end, you know, and there are diehards. But this is in no way, shape, or form an enjoyable way to finish out the season for Colorado Rockies fans. When you have to go and look at the team that's in your division, doing things right, spending the money, committing to being a championship-level team six times in a row. The Dodgers get to just sit there and play the Rockies and get their warm-ups for six games in a row. I made a tweet the other day, and I'm sure we'll do a crossover with Locked On Dodgers in this stretch. We definitely should try. I'm gonna do my best and see if those guys are available to do so. But I did a tweet, and I was talking. They're counting down 5, 6, 7 different versions of magic numbers, and The Rockies haven't even been able to sniff a magic number in the past 3 years. It's on these, and then look at the way the Giants. The Giants were not good this year, but they dominated the Rockies. The NL West, other than the Padres and a little bit the Diamondbacks, crushed the Rockies. Continue to crush
the Rockies. And I cannot wait. I am so, so, so excited next year where the Rockies play the Giants and Dodgers considerably less. And it is not that I'm not exaggerating. Folks, the Rockies were 5-14 against the Giants this year. 5-14 against the Giants, who came in, who barely are only going to probably get above 500 because they beat the Rockies. The Giants are still technically not eliminated from the playoffs because they double swept the Rockies in the final month of the season. The Rockies lost six straight games to the Giants. Actually, they have lost 8 games in a row to the Giants. And they have not even come close to competing with the Giants at any point this year. The Giants have dominated the Rockies. And yes, they came up with some stuff late last night. That's all fine and dandy. But look, at the Giants have scored at in the past. There's only one game in that stretch of winning games against the Rockies where the Giants have scored under 3 runs. One. Actually, no, there isn't. There's only one game where they scored under 5 runs, and that's one where they blanked the Rockies 3-0 at home. It is going to be such a breath of fresh air for the Rockies to not have to play the best division in baseball. But the Rockies didn't learn from playing in one of the best divisions in baseball. The Rockies didn't see what San Francisco was able to do to make them competitive and make them... Why the Rockies don't want to look at what San Francisco did last year to get all that out of their players, weren't interested in bringing people in that might have left the organization last year to see what they got out of the players there, is ridiculous. The Rockies have learned nothing from playing in the NL West. They've never won the NL West. They've never been good enough to hang with these teams, and that's on the front office as well. This is a team that if you are in a situation, if the Rockies were competing right now and had to go into the juggernaut Dodgers for a do or die 6-game stretch, what do you think would happen? If the Rockies were flirting with a third place wild card spot right now, and then they had to go into LA, what do you think would happen? 5 losses, guaranteed. Folks, I'm sitting here, I don't even know. I wish I could, with baseball being it is, the Rockies won't lose every game the rest of the season. But this nasty stretch is just a painful, painful reminder that the NL West has always been better than the Colorado Rockies on the with the rare exception of 2018. It's just ridiculous. And then we're fed the same crap over and over again. And we're going to go through another offseason of the same crap. We've already heard some murmurings of Bill Schmidt. If this team is basically run back with the same scope, just adding Chris Bryant, the Rockies are a 72-win team. That's it. The Rockies have to make the moves, have to do the things that their NLS rivals do to stay relevant, or else you're going to go 5-14 against the Giants. And here's the standings against the Dodgers before they play 6 straight games. The Dodgers already have a 3-game lead over the Rockies here. The Dodgers have won 4 out of the last 5 against the Rockies, increasing that to 7 out of the last 8 against the Rockies, and that goes back to the beginning of the season. 65-91 Colorado Rockies are going up against the 108-48 LA Dodgers. That's a team committed to winning. That's a team doing what they need to do to build a massive roster of dynamic talent. That's a team that goes up against a good division in the NL West and crushes them. That's what you need to do to win. In the NL West, you have to beat the Dodgers. And what have the Rockies not done? Beat the Dodgers. You can feel good about the series win at the beginning of the season and when it was exciting, sure. But we are about to sit through 6 more excruciatingly painful games for the Colorado Rockies. diving in more chat here. We got a comment here from Joel DeGrace in the live chat. We're going to dive into that, talk a little bit more about how beneficial it is. And we'll take a look a little, and we're going to dive more into the Rockies 2023 schedule throughout the offseason as well. But anyway, before we do that, let's take a look at some of the people that make the show possible, and that includes BetOnline. BetOnline.net, that's BetOnline.net, is your number one source for all your football betting info this season. Guess what? It's also going to be your number one source for all your Major League Baseball playoff action as well. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. As always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events is at betonline.net, and that includes Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net, that's betonline.net, to use your use your mobile device to learn more. That's BetOnline, betonline.net, BetOnline, where the game starts. Joel DeGrace says, the Rocks are continuing to show how badly apathetic ownership can nuke a team. Yeah, I mean, you have to compare the front offices. You have to. Because when you, and up until this season, or until next season, the vast majority of your schedule is determined by how well you play your division. The Rockies have struggled against the division, or at least two members of the division. They've gone back and forth with Arizona, and they have handled the Padres. That's true. The Rockies, I believe, actually, with that scuffle at the end of the Padres, might have ended 500 with the Padres this season. Let's take a look here. Rockies edge out the Padres 10-9 in games this year, but that's 19 games you play just against the Padres. You play another 19 against the Giants. You're going to play 19 games against the Dodgers, and you're going to play 19 games against the Diamondbacks. That is a huge part of your schedule. And again, when you look at how the Rockies handled the NL West, same record against only half of the division. You're not going to get any higher than third place, fourth place, fifth place in the division if you're only able to beat half the division and you have another 38 games where you're getting blown out of the water. This new schedule is going to be so good for the Rockies, and they're going to play good teams. The Rockies didn't beat the teams they should have beat this year. They should have been better against worse teams. But now, instead of playing 19 games against the division, each division opponent, you're getting a series against Detroit. You're getting a series against Oakland. You could upset the White Sox. You could go and say and battle the young, exciting Baltimore team. You have much more opportunities to play teams that you either believe that you can beat or should beat, because they're coming into Coors Field for the first time in a long time. If the Rockies don't dominate at home next year against teams that don't historically come through Coors Field, that's a bad thing. One of the key things that you can look at and see next year with this schedule and the success of the Rockies next year, how do they play teams that aren't usually in the NL or aren't usually going through Colorado, and how effective are they at beating them? The Rockies have to take advantage of being a good team at home. They need to get back to being a good team at home. The Rockies have so much to do, so many ways to get better before next year, but you have the opportunity to take advantage of close situations because you're not playing the NL West all of these games. What is that? I mean, I know I should do quick math there, but I'm a podcast host, not a quick. 76 of your games. 76 of your games out of a 162 game season come against the division. And when you're when you're considerably below 500 in that list, that's a problem. The Rockies have to dominate outside of their division next year. The path to the playoffs, the path to any form of relevancy for the Rockies going forward with the way that the team is run, the team is structured, and the team is organized right now, it's going to come through dominating teams outside of their division. The Rockies this year, the Rockies last year, and the Rockies next year are not better than the Dodgers. They will not be better than the Dodgers, Who knows what the Giants will do in the offseason? The Rockies are also not better than the Padres. And the Padres are going to get better next year when Tatis comes back. Even though that's a chunk of the year gone for Tatis, the Padres still proven that they can play good enough baseball. And they're willing to make and do the big moves that are going to keep them relevant and continue to keep them in the conversation on September 30th. The Rockies haven't been in the playoff conversation since about 2 weeks before the All-Star break. There was a what if, there was a good stretch, and there was a possibility forward for the Colorado Rockies. But instead, they have a dominant second half with some of the better teams, including a ton of division games in the second half, especially towards the end of the season, and they have gotten crushed. Since starting this stretch of division play for the Rockies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Not only have the Rockies lost 7 of their last 8 games, they have lost 9 of their last 10 games. And those are all against the division. Those are 2 series against the Pirates or Giants. Those are a series against the Padres, and that doesn't even count what's about to happen in LA. You have a winning stretch. The last winning stretch for the Rockies was at the end of this, the Brewers series, where they were able to get 4 wins in a row, and then they were able to get 3 wins out of 5, but now it has just plummeted. Inconsistencies and awfulness against the division are tough. The Rockies have not won a game against San Francisco since August 19th. That was the last time the Rockies have won a game against the San Francisco Giants. That is over a month ago. If you want to compete, if you want to make the playoffs, if you want to tell fans that you think that this team is just is blah, 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 blah away, tell me how you plan to take on the division. Tell me your plan to beat the Dodgers. Tell me your plan to beat the Giants. Because the plan, the away, and it hasn't happened. Has not happened at all. But on the bright side of all of this, like we said, the big theme of this, next year can be better. But will it be better? That's the big question. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. Hey, every episode of Locked On Rockies streams live on YouTube. You can be part of the show just like Joel DeGrace was earlier here. If you got questions, we love to answer them live here. Follow on Twitter as well at LO Rockies, and I'm at Paul Holden 33. Forgot to put my little thing back up there. Talking of the schedule, ranting a little bit today, kind of felt like rant. I had a ranty mood before I fired up the podcast today, but it's just, the thing that encourages me before that the Rockies can't take away, that the Rockies front office can't take away, is this new schedule. How do the Rockies enter this new era of baseball? The shift being gone, the pitch clock, all of this new coming to the game of baseball. Will the Rockies do anything new? Will the Rockies embrace anything new? Will the Rockies go out and do anything this offseason? And until they prove that they will, they kind of did. I mean, they did spend money last offseason. You can't say that they didn't. We can't sit here and say that Chris Bryant in the lineup for a full season doesn't improve the Rockies, but it doesn't improve everything else. And it doesn't give you enough firepower, and it doesn't give you enough weapons. It's just, the Rockies need to, there's just so much opportunity for the Rockies to hold it. We've been saying this the whole time too, but another example with this offseason, with all the changes that should come to your team and are coming to baseball, you have another opportunity to embrace a new wave, a new era, a new generation of Rockies baseball. But the people and in charge and the direction of the team, do we really honestly believe that the Rockies will do that? I don't. I need to be proven wrong about the Rockies. I was proven wrong about the Rockies when they built their team and when I was still skeptical about some of the players, and then they made the playoffs the back year, the past back-to-back seasons. The front office has given me nothing to be excited about in terms of Rockies baseball this season. Chris Bryant was a big deal. Chris Bryant was a big deal. Yes. But isn't all of the uniqueness of that worn off? And now we're sitting here. We got a new schedule. They're not playing the NL West as much. They're not going to have to deal with the shift as much. They're going to bring in all these players. All these teams are going to have to come to Coors Field. I'm still not confident in the Rockies. The Rockies have to do something this offseason. If it gets into the middle of the offseason and the Rockies have done nothing, I mean, the Rockies need to make changes of personnel. The Rockies need to make changes on the roster. The Rockies need to do a lot. But I'm not going to hold my breath. And it's going to be unfortunate to see teams that never come to Coors Field out hit the Rockies at Coors next year because this offense is so bad. And it's going to be a bummer when Rockies pitching, coached by the same thing, regress even further with no backup plan in place. It's just been tough, folks. I really want to bring positive, happy energy sometimes, but the way this season has gone and the way the schedule breaks down and the way the schedule is set up for the Rockies, the end of September and end of this have been absolutely cruel, have been brutal to Rockies fans. And if the people leading this team still have the confidence that they do in this team as they did at the beginning of the season, buckle up. 65 wins. That's where we're going to sit. One day it'll get better. And who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, the Rockies, you're going to, with the Rockies playing more teams next year, you're going to see so many more players. You're going to see so many more cool teams. There's going to be so many more cool storylines, and it's going to be so great to never, ever, I hope, it should never, ever, ever happen again that we have to go to 6 straight games in LA. Holy smokes. Please, call me up, person who set the schedule, this part of the schedule. I want to know how this broke down. Because are you excited, Rockies fans, to watch any of these games? Any of these last games of the season? And I know you are. I know there's Rockies fans out there pumped because they want to watch their team for the rest of the season. But the new schedule, the new look MLB is going to be in terms of seeing more players, seeing more teams is so great. I cannot wait, and I never, ever want to see a 6-game set against the Dodgers other than in a championship series or a playoff series where the Rockies win. At Rock's Hot Takes, let's call it a Rockies rant. It usually comes sometime during June. Yeah, honestly, it usually comes like once a week with this on this show. But folks, let's get into the weekend. And you know what? I know it was a negative show today, but enjoy your last time with Rockies baseball. I still like to throw it on. It's still something I miss throughout the offseason. Enjoy it. Watch your teams. But you can't really see, but I'll take it down. But for those that are curious, if you're wondering who I am locking on to, hopefully, and I know it's not confirmed yet, but I'm all in on the Mariners bandwagon this playoff season. I think the Mariners are the blueprint for the Rockies. I think the Mariners are a team that have so many similarities with the Rockies in terms of poor performance, poor drafting, and just poor perception. And now they're turning it into what should be a pretty darn exciting 5-year window of baseball in Seattle. That is something I hope to explore this offseason, doing some crossovers and things, maybe talking to some people in the Mariners, around the Mariners if I can, just because I got some connections with them. But at the end of the day, folks, enjoy playoff baseball. Enjoy the end of the Rockies season. I know six games in LA isn't exactly the most exciting way to finish up the season, but we'll be breaking it all down. We'll be talking about it here on Locked On Rockies. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks to @RocksHotTakes. Thanks to Joel DeGrace for joining the show today. And thank you all for tuning in and making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. Why don't you go make Locked On MLB your second listen of the day and stay up to date with all things Major League Baseball. You can also stay up to date with all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. And remember, follow the show @LORockies. Follow me @PaulHolden33 on Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. And until next time, folks, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.